Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Good morning, everybody. As we're out there fighting the good fight and making things happen today, I'm hoping that today is going to be a great one for you. Heading into the weekend, we're just past that midway point. Should put you in a good mood knowing that the weekend's coming fast and furious and you guys are going to be able to do some great things this weekend with family, friends, whatever it is that's on your agenda, even if it's like spring cleaning or any of those things. Although we're not at the point up here in Maine of spring cleaning just yet, because the temperatures are a little bit low still and we still have some snow on the ground and we had some rain yesterday, which washed some of it away. But just waiting for that day to come when it's going to be in the 60s and low 70s where the temperatures are going to be great. We can go and get some cleaning done, and that is the day that I'm looking forward to. So then I can actually go for walks outside, which will be very nice also to continue my health journey. So I'm hoping everybody's doing well. Thank you again for joining another episode here of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane 1973. And as the intro said, I'm your host, Shane Lakita. And I'm here today to talk about a few items that have been on my mind. So I posted this morning on the Coffee Talk blog and on the No Finish Line Nation and Connect a image. And on the image, it basically said, in some words or another, is along the lines that persistency or persistence is what gets you to where you want to be. And consistency is what keeps you there. Now, I read this yesterday, and I'm thinking to myself, man, you know, I really like the fact that that speaks to me totally, because if you think about it, in our journeys, unless you're really trying to go through get-rich-quick schemes or you're trying to go through fad diets and different stuff like that when you're on this health journey or you're trying to lose weight or whatever it is that you're trying to do, it takes persistence and consistency to be able to be successful in the things that we're trying. So let me explain. So persistence is that little person that sits on your shoulder that basically tells you during those times that are really difficult that you know that you need to do the things that are necessary for you to do. Almost like a guilty conscience, they used to call it, right? So basically your decision-making between right and wrong is that little voice that speaks to you to say, yeah, no, you probably shouldn't do that. Or yeah, well, what would be the impact if you did that to somebody? And we all talk about it with kids, and we talk about it being that decision maker between right and wrong. It's the same exact concept when it comes to persistence, because persistence is something that is that little annoying voice that tells you, continue on, carry forward, keep working, keep plugging, don't stop. All those words that you tell yourself, you might write them down, you might read them in a blog, you might check it out on Coffee Talk, you might see it on Connect or on Facebook or wherever, and you think to yourself, you know, I could quit right now, I could walk away, I could say I'm all done, I'm all set, because maybe I've lost 50 pounds, and my goal was 90, but I lost 50, and I think I'm pretty good with where I'm at right now because I've gone stagnant, or plateaued, or I haven't lost any more, and I've stayed pretty steady. So, you know, maybe this is the weight that I need to be at, so I'm all set and I'm good to go. Persistence is when the little voice kicks in at that moment in time and says, uh-uh, nope, you've got a goal to be able to go after. You need to continue to go for that goal. You need to continue to plug forward. Stop getting in your own way. Stop building roadblocks in your own way. Stop consistently trying to break yourself down and being successful in the things that you want to achieve. So persistence is important because it helps carry us through the difficult times. It's all good and easy when things are going well and you're eating right and you're counting things and you're doing things that you need to do and you're working out 4 or 5 times a week and you're doing all this stuff and it just flows, right? We've all been there. We know things are working well. Everything's going well. No drama in my life. I feel good. I'm waking up in the morning with a smile on my face and the sun's shining and everything's awesome. That's more rare than it is the reality, because life happens. Skies get gray. You might hurt your knee. You might have drama going on. Your dog might have to go to the vet. You might get in a car wreck. Something always happens. Always. Life always deals you difficult cards. Now, the key to it is that persistent voice going the way of a positive, persistence, or is it a negative? So is your voice telling you, yeah, it's time to give up, man? You know, why fight for all this? Why keep on continuing on? You're just going to slide down the road of gaining weight again, or you're just going to slide down the road of being weak again where you were lifting all those weights prior to where you're at right now. So, you know, you're where you want to be, so whatever. Or is your persistent voice the one that tells you, don't stop. Keep pushing forward. Keep fighting for the good fight and keep doing the things that are necessary for you to be successful in everything that you're trying to do. The persistence is something that I feel like is probably the most important piece and also most difficult piece to continue to deliver on. Because persistence takes work. It really does. Every day you get up, it's not roses and sunshine. So every day that you get up, you've got to work some days when you're looking at yourself in the mirror going, I don't feel that great today. Persistence is when you dig through and go, yeah, but you know what? I got to continue to push forward. I got to continue to fight for the things that I want to fight for the health of my longevity of my life, for my family, for my self-esteem, all those things. And then you start leaning in on your whys. Why do you think we always talk about list out your whys and have them close by? Because you're going to need them. You're going to need to know that those important things are worth fighting for. And the persistence that you're going to need are even more important for you to be able to use and utilize to be able to continue to push forward. So persistence. You know, I mean, people will look at things like persistence and they'll say to themselves, well, you know, how do I gain something that I've never had? I've gotten huge the way that I am when I was 360 pounds, not because I was persistent and trying to be able to do so, because that little voice was always talking to me. That little voice was always telling me, you're giving me the guilty feeling, right? So if I'm going through the McDonald's drive-thru and I get 2 quarter pounders with cheese and I get 2 drinks to make it look like somebody else is eating a quarter pounder with me, right? And then I stuff my face with those. You think that the guilty conscience wasn't kicking in even when I was 360 pounds? No, it was there. It was completely telling me, you're doing this and this is wrong. Why would you do this to yourself? You're just going to continue to be big. You're going to continue to have blood pressure issues. You're going to continue to be pre-diabetic or if not full-blown diabetic. You're going to continue to do all the things that are bad for you. So the guilty conscience was there and the voice was there. The key to it, though, like I said before, was I wasn't listening to bring it to a positive light. I was listening to it to bring a negative light. Because I always said to myself, you know, I only live once. Why would I continue to try to work at it? Because I know, and this is something that I would literally tell myself, and it was so stupid when I would tell myself this, but I would say stuff like, I know people that run marathons, that are triathlons, that go on the mud runners and all these different events and these different things that they're going on that are in perfect shape, or they seem to be, that sometimes die in their 30s and 40s anyway because of a heart attack or because of whatever genetics that they have or whatever. So whenever life deals you, you're going to die when you die and you're just going to do the things that you do. So why not live life in the fullest? What a absolutely counterproductive way to be able to live my life. I reflect on it now and I say to myself, man, you know, my tough times now aren't anything like what they were back then. And I may, you know, contemplate and say stuff like, oh, you know what, I've got more bills now, I've got more responsibilities or whatever. But my difficult times were so difficult back then because I was battling so many internal demons of how I needed to live my life and how I needed to curb my angst and my anxiety with nothing but fattening foods and gross things that I was eating. Now, I always talk about the fact that we need to stay consistent with the things that we need and consistent with the things that we want. Our cravings are there for a reason. I don't know what those reasons are, but they're there. And I need to live a lifestyle that I can continue to every once in a while dive into that kind of stuff. So I need to keep a balance, right? I can't be all full in on one direction or not. And I've talked about that a lot because if I'm an all in kind of person, then I burn out. So I need consistency and longevity. So the persistence piece is that the reflection piece is as I'm thinking back in the day, my life was so difficult. And if you think about all the decisions and choices that I was making was so selfish and it was all about me. about how I was feeling at that moment in time. Now, I'm not saying that that shouldn't be any different than where you're at right now, because yeah, absolutely, you're doing this whole journey for you, completely you, but you've also got a lot of other things that weigh in on your journey. There are other people that are impacted by your decisions. So think about that persistence when you're thinking of, okay, so I want to get to a certain weight, or I want to lift a certain pound, or I want to run a certain speed, or swim a certain speed of a lap, or whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish in your life. Use the persistence in a positive way and think to yourself, how am I going to get to where I want to get to if I just continue to keep giving up? If I just continue to sell myself short and not be able to challenge myself in a way that I know I can do and achieve and accomplish all the things that I want to accomplish. I believe in myself that I can do so. That's the key. If you don't believe in yourself and you don't think you can accomplish something, eventually you're going to come right back to that whole entire feeling of, well, life just happened, or, you know, a family member passes away, or some kind of traumatic situation happens. And then we immediately go down the road of going, okay, so now I'm just going to continue to live in the space that whatever it is that just happened to me is going to be my excuse to slide right back into the things that I was doing before. And that makes no sense. If you think about it, in the big grand scheme of things, it makes zero sense. But at the moment in time that we're in that mix and we're right there in the moment and our heart's feeling the way that it is and our brain is thinking the way that it is, it makes sense to us at that moment in time. So now we got to think to ourselves, what are we going to tell ourselves when the crap hits the fan? What are we going to tell ourselves when life happens? Are we going to be persistent in the positive fashion, or are we going to be persistent in the negative? Are we going to continue to tell ourselves that we can't do something, or are we going to start telling ourselves and be persistent and fight through the drama, the situations, the food, the environment, all the things that you're going through? Are we going to fight through it and be persistent to tell ourselves to believe in the things that we're doing and fight like hell to get there? So the first part of that whole entire image that I posted this morning was persistence will get you there. But you got to fight. You got to continue to dig. You got to believe in the fact that you're doing it for a greater cause. And it's not just about losing weight. And it's not just about building the muscle. It's about internal fortitude. It's about your own drive and your own ambition and achieving goals and being better and doing the things that are necessary for you to feel good about what you're doing. Stop wallowing in your sorrows and stop thinking about the fact that you've lived your life all this whole entire time not accomplishing the things that you want to accomplish just because that's what you've been told in your life, or that's what societal norm tells you how it needs to go. Okay? So persistence will get you there. Now, the second half of that image is consistency will keep you there. Think about that. How many times have you been on a sports team maybe in your life where you've heard or watched sports movies or you've seen coaches or speeches from coaches that always talk about consistency, repetition, continuing to go down the road of getting better at the things that you need to get to? Think about the fact that if you are consistent with something and you are focused and you are already persistent, so you've already persisted through some of the tough situations that are happening, and now you're creating a consistency with your habits, maybe going for those runs every morning or doing that exercise every day or going for the walks or stretching out your body or doing the things that are necessary for you to do or reading a book every day or studying something to better yourself mentally, right? Whatever it is that you are creating a consistency of to better yourself, once you create the consistency and you create it over and over and over again, and you then the work that you put into working on the fact that you had to create something is now become a habit. Okay? And so now you don't have to work at it anymore because it's become part of your life. It's become part of your fabric and who you are. So the consistency piece creates excellence And the consistency piece makes you think about things of going, okay, so if I repeat over and over again, if you guys have ever seen it, I know I've talked about it, I think a while ago on one of my coffee talks, like back in the 40s or 30s versions of the podcast, is if you've ever seen the movie Miracle, and it's about the U.S. Olympic team that wins the gold against the Russians and win the medal that they were not expected to win, and it was the miracle on ice. And Herb, who's the coach, was on the movie itself. It's a great scene where he has the hockey players running or skating back and forth on the ice. And they have to keep doing the same drill over and over again until they believed in the things that are necessary for them to believe in. So in other words, they had to fight through all the pain that they were going through in their bodies to continue to do it over and do it again until they do it right again. And you heard him say over and over again, all throughout the whole entire scene, it's pretty painful to watch because you know their bodies are starting to kind of break down and they start to you could see them just starting to cave. But he keeps going back to him going again. Do it again, over and over and over, until finally they understood the concept, or they understood that it's a mindset, it's a way of life, it's a way of doing things, that they needed to understand the concept that it isn't just a chore or something that you have to do as a task. It now becomes something that's part of who you are. So we have to treat this health journey the same exact way. You got to continue to practice. You got to continue to do the things that you know you need to do. Use the persistence to get through the mental side of it and create the consistency with making it a habit and knowing that it's so good for you that you're going to continue to do it with no finish line ever and just keep going. I think it's important to know these things. Because if you can think about it and you can get yourself or set yourself up on the right framework and the right frame of mind to think to yourself, okay, so not only do I have a plan in how to get over things, but now I've got a plan in how to create things that are going to last me my lifetime. Because again, whatever you're doing should not be a get-rich-quick scheme. If you're on a flash diet, I get it. I understand you want to lose weight quick. You want to get into that bathing suit. You want to go for a wedding or whatever it is that you're trying to fight for. I understand the concept of it. I do. But to create that longevity and create that consistency in your life, why do you think 9 times out of 10 people that go on flash diets or starvation diets or water diets or really low, extremely low calorie diets and those kind of things all end up putting the weight back on immediately after? If not putting it back on, but also putting it back on double or triple. I'm a perfect example of that when I went on a low-carb diet back in the day. And my wife and I, we fought through it, man. We did low-carb like crazy. I was eating everything, no bread, no pasta, no nothing. I was all about the meats and all about the proteins, and I was good to go. And the second that I put a piece of bread in my mouth after I was done and I lost a lot of weight, I felt like I was a balloon that just exploded. And I blew up. And I doubled my weight of where I was because I continued to go down the road of, you know, getting into those cravings that I was having with carbs and pasta and bread and stuff like that. So I know all about the flash diets. You can't do something that's going to be a get-rich-quick scheme. You've got to be consistent. You need to stay consistent and stay patient with the journey that you're on. If it's weight loss you're looking for, great. Stay consistent with it. Fight for it. Continue one step in front of the other and keep going. If it's a weight gain that you're looking for, if you're a muscle, you're trying to put on muscle and you're trying to build weight and you're lifting some heavy weights and things like that, stay consistent. You got to keep working. It's not an overnight thing. If you're a runner, you can't just get off the couch and just automatically run 9-minute miles. You got to work at it. You got to practice every day. Fight for it. All these things are so important in where our journeys are. Okay, so just remember that as you're going throughout your day today. I know this is a little bit longer of a podcast than I normally do, but I think it's really important when you think about persistence will get you to where you need to be. So you got to want to fight for it. You got to overcome objections. You got to overcome your obstacles and fight for the good cause and fight for the things that you believe in, that you want to work for. Go for your goals. and then consistency on top of that. After you've fought for it, after you've already fought through the demons and gotten to wherever you have to get to knowing that you're at this place where you can really live and breathe, now you need the consistency of the behaviors of what you're doing to give you that long-term growth and that long-term longevity for you to be consistent and steady and successful for the rest of your life. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chain on 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquid Chain on 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.